domino and focus on it exclusively until you knock it over. Once you've done that, you'll discover a line of dominoes behind it either ready to fall or already downed.
Big ideas. Great questions are the path to great answers. The focusing question is a great question designed to find a great answer. It will help you find the first domino for your job, your business, or any other area in which you want to achieve extraordinary results. The focusing question is a double duty question. It comes in two forms, big picture and small focus. One is about finding the right direction in life, and the other is about finding the right action. The big picture question asks, "What's my one thing?" Use it to develop a vision for your life and the direction for your career or company. It is your strategic compass. It also works when considering what you want to master, what you want to give to others and your community, and how you want to be remembered. It keeps your relationships with friends, family, and colleagues in perspective and your daily actions on track. The small focus question asks, "What's my one thing right now?" Use this when you first wake up and throughout the day. It keeps you focused on your most important work and, whenever you need it, helps you find the levered action or first domino in any activity. The small focus question prepares you for the most productive work week possible. It's effective in your personal life, too, keeping you attentive to your most important immediate needs, as well as those of the most important people in your life.
Extraordinary results come from asking the focusing question. It's how you plot your course through life and business, and how you'll make the best progress on your most important work. Whether you seek answers big or small, asking the focusing question is the ultimate success habit for your life.
Chapter 11, The Success Habit. Arnold H. Glaso said, "Success is simple. Do what's right, the right way, at the right time."
You know about habits. They can be hard to break and hard to create. But we are unknowingly acquiring new ones all the time. When we start and continue a way of thinking or a way of acting over a long enough period, we've created a new habit. The choice we face is whether or not we want to form habits that get us what we want from life. If we do, then the focusing question is the most powerful success habit we can have. For me, the focusing question is a way of life. I use it to find my most leveraged priority, make the most out of my time, and get the biggest bang for my buck. Whenever the outcome absolutely matters, I ask it. I ask it when I wake up and start my day. I ask it when I get to work, and again when I get home. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? And when I know the answer, I continue to ask it until I can see the connections and all my dominoes are lined up. Obviously, you can drive yourself nuts analyzing every little aspect of everything you might do. I don't do that, and you shouldn't either. Start with the big stuff and see where it takes you. Over time, you'll develop your own sense of when to use the big picture question and when to use the small focus question. The focusing question is the foundational habit I use to achieve extraordinary results and lead a big life. I use it for some things and not at all for others. I apply it to the important areas of my life, such as my spiritual life, physical health, personal life, key relationships, job, business, and financial life. And I address them in that order. Each one is a foundation for the next. Because I want my life to matter, I approach each area by doing what matters most in it. I view these as the cornerstones of my life, and have found that when I'm doing what's most important in each area, my life feels like it's running on all cylinders. The focusing question can direct you to your one thing in the different areas of your life. Simply reframe the focusing question by inserting your area of focus. You can also include a time frame, such as right now, or this year, to give your answer the appropriate level of immediacy, or in 5 years, or someday, to find a big-picture answer that points you at outcomes to aim for. You can ask yourself focusing questions specific to each category of your life, be it spiritual, physical, personal, key relationships, your job, business, or maybe finances. First, say the category, then state the question. Next, add a time frame, and end by adding, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary. For example, for my job, what's the one thing I can do to ensure I hit my goals this week, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary?
For my spiritual life.
What's the one thing I can do to help others? What's the one thing I can do to improve my relationship with God?
For my physical health.
What's the one thing I can do to achieve my diet goals? What's the one thing I can do to ensure that I exercise? What's the one thing I can do to relieve my stress?
For my personal life.
What's the one thing I can do to improve my skill at whatever I may choose? What's the one thing I can do to find time for myself?
For my key relationships.
What's the one thing I can do to improve my relationship with my spouse or partner? What's the one thing I can do to improve my children's school performance? What's the one thing I can do to show my appreciation to my parents? What's the one thing I can do to make my family stronger?
For my job.
What's the one thing I can do to ensure that I hit my goals? What's the one thing I can do to improve my skills? What's the one thing I can do to help my team succeed? What's the one thing I can do to further my career?
For my business.
What's the one thing I can do to make us more competitive? What's the one thing I can do to make our product the best? What's the one thing I can do to make us more profitable? What's the one thing I can do to improve our customer experience?
For my finances.
What's the one thing I can do to increase my net worth? What's the one thing I can do to improve my investment cash flow? What's the one thing I can do to eliminate my credit card debt?
Big ideas. So how do you make the one thing part of your daily routine? How do you make it strong enough to get extraordinary results at work and in the other areas of your life? Here's a starter list drawn from our experience and our work with others. Understand and believe it. The first step is to understand the concept of the one thing, then to believe that it can make a difference in your life. If you don't understand and believe it, you won't take action. Use it. Ask yourself the focusing question. Start each day by asking, "What's the one thing I can do today for whatever you want to achieve?" such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or even unnecessary. When you do this, your direction will become clear, your work will be more productive, and your personal life more rewarding. Make it a habit. When you make asking the focusing question a habit, you fully engage its power to get the extraordinary results you want. It's a difference maker. Research says this will take about 66 days. Whether it takes you a few weeks or a few months, stick with it until it becomes your routine. If you're not serious about learning the success habit, you're not serious about getting extraordinary results. Leverage reminders. Set up ways to remind yourself to use the focusing question. One of the best ways to do this is to put up a sign at work that says, "Until my one thing is done, everything else is a distraction." We designed the back cover of this book to be a trigger. Set it on the corner of your desk so that it's the first thing you see when you get to work. Use notes, screensavers, and calendar cues to keep making the connection between the success habit and the results you seek. Put up reminders like, "The one thing equals extraordinary results," or "The success habit will get me to my goal." Recruit support. Research shows that those around you can influence you tremendously. Starting a success support group with some of your work colleagues can help inspire all